Here's another mystery for you, Matt. Your research does focus on black holes. What do you make of this question from Francois?
We often hear that black holes are so massive that even light cannot escape its grasp. Then why do we hear that black holes spew out particles? Do the particles travel faster than light then?
Jets are the most powerful events in the universe, jets from black holes. They carry away huge amounts of material, and very often they're moving extremely close to the speed of light. Say 99.9% the speed of light. I'm sure that we all roughly remember around our GCSEs something like this, where you could work out the kinetic energy of a moving body from half mv squared. Take that mass. Oh, Kat's wondering about it, right?
I'm a biologist. You're mate.
Biologist. You don't know equations. Yeah, no statistical.
Back to black holes.
Yeah. So if you take the mass that's coming out of it, you take the velocity. Clearly, there's a huge amount of energy, and in fact, there's a very nearby jet coming from a supermassive black hole called Sen'e. And the amount of power that is coming from that is 10 to the 12 times the power that is coming from the sun.
How do we know the jet's there?
You can see it. So jets emit, these jets in particular, emit everything from optical all the way through to X-rays and probably beyond.
So there's stuff coming out, which is radiating this.
Absolutely. It radiates across.
So is it just radiation or is it particles? What is in the jet?
So it is particles, and those particles are radiating.
Right. Okay.
So essentially, for those of you who want to geek out on some science, you have magnetic fields and you have electrons that spiral around those magnetic fields. And because they're constantly changing direction, they have acceleration.
But why are they firing out of the black hole, and where from the black hole are they coming from?
So the point is, these are not from actually inside the black hole. The old adage of you genuinely cannot get out of a black hole is true. You cannot escape from it. And, you know, you should point people to the podcast in it. But they're coming from close to the black hole. And in fact, in another nearby supermassive black hole, people have been able to use radio interferometry. So that's when you have multiple radio dishes, and they provide a very high angular resolution view of these structures. And they've been able to work out that it's coming from about five times the size of the black hole above the black hole. So that's incredibly close in
but
real terms.
What, do we know what concentrates the material into a jet? Why isn't it just sort of spinning around, getting excited, and then just radiating in all directions like our sun radiates radiation at us in
sure.
all directions?
If you ever ask an astronomer a question they can't answer, they'll always say magnetic fields or dust. It turns out it is magnetic fields, and it genuinely is the answer. We know the magnetic fields there because we see what we call synchrotron emission. So these are electrons spiraling around magnetic field lines. And that's why you basically collimate all this emission that's coming away from the black hole through these magnetic fields. So it actually does look like a jet. Perhaps worth mentioning that these aren't the only particles that we see from black holes. There's also Hawking radiation, and that is when the black hole itself decays. So you have a particle that's created on the event horizon. It actually is a particle-antiparticle pair. One of them goes into the black hole, the other one gets kicked out, and that's
and
how black holes decay.
The black hole loses a little bit of mass, and that
Absolutely.
Makes it shrink. So the black
Absolutely.
Hole should evaporate over time.
And that's why we're not going to be destroyed by the Large Hadron Collider.
Hooray!
That's reassuring to know, isn't it, Kat?
Yeah.
It is reassuring.
Thanks, Matt.